Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Misadventures of Max Crumbly, Book 1, Locker Hero, by Rachel Renee Russell. Read by Kyle Beltran.
If found, please return to Max Crumbly. If I'm missing, please turn this book over to the local authorities. Warning: this journal contains wacky humor, thrilling action, nail-biting suspense, and a mind-blowing cliffhanger. Chapter 1. My Secret Life as a Superhero. Super Zero. If I had superpowers, life in middle school wouldn't be quite so cruddy. Hey, I'd never miss the stupid bus again because I'd just fly to school. Awesome, right? That would pretty much make me the coolest kid at my school. But I'll let you in on a secret. Getting bombed by an angry bird is not cool. It's just nasty. TV, comic books, and movies make all this superhero stuff look so easy, but it isn't. So don't believe the hype. You can't get superpowers by hanging out in a laboratory, mixing up colorful, glowing liquids that you simply drink. How do I know it doesn't work? Oops. Let me put it this way. Even if I did have superpowers, the very first person I need to rescue is myself. Why? Because a guy at school pulled a lousy prank on me. And unfortunately, I might be dead by the time you hear this. Yes, I said dead. Okay, I'll admit that he didn't mean to kill me, but still. So if you're the type who gets freaked out over this kind of stuff, you probably shouldn't listen to my journal for comic book cliffhangers. Excuse me, but are you still listening? Okay, fine, go right ahead. Just don't say I didn't warn you. Chapter 2. If there's a dead body inside my locker, it's probably me. It all started as a normal, boring, crummy day in my abnormally boring, crummy life. My morning was a disaster because I overslept. Then it went straight downhill from there. I completely lost track of time at breakfast while reading a really old comic book that my father found in the attic a few days ago. He said his dad had given it to him as a birthday gift when he was a kid. He warned me to be super careful with it and not to take it out of the house because it was a collectible and probably worth a few $100s. My dad was pretty serious about it because he'd already scheduled an appointment to get it appraised at the local comic book store. However, since I was running late for school, I decided to take the comic book with me and finish reading it during lunch. Like, what could happen to it at school? Anyway, as I rushed to the bus stop, the zipper broke on my backpack and all my stuff fell out, including Dad's comic book. I was like, oh crud, my dad is going to strangle me if I damage his comic book. I grabbed the comic book and was desperately trying to pick up everything else when the bus pulled up, screeched to a halt, waited all of 3 seconds, and then zoomed off again. Without me. Hey, I ran after that thing like it was a $100 bill blowing in the wind. Stop! 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 I yelled. But it didn't, which meant I missed the bus, was forced to walk to school, and arrived 20 minutes late. Next, I got chewed out by the office secretary. She gave me a tardy slip and then threatened an after-school detention because I had interrupted her while she was eating a jelly donut. And just when I thought things couldn't possibly get any worse, they did. When I stopped by my locker to get my books, suddenly everything went dark. That's when I realized I was trapped in my worst nightmare. I knew attending a new middle school was going to be tough, but this is insane. My life stinks. I know you're probably thinking, dude, just chill. Everybody has a bad day at school. Stop whining and get over it. For real? Are you serious? Like, how am I supposed to get over this?